Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving Nigeria the floor. At the outset, my delegation congratulates you on your assumption of the leadership of this session of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapons. We commend your delegation for the hard work invested to develop a concrete and substantive draft outcome report as a committed effort to reflect the views of high contracting parties, including signatory states to the convention. We assure you of our full support. In this context, Nigeria aligns itself with the statement made by Venezuela on behalf of NAM and also the statement made by Argentina to formally present a draft Protocol 6 on autonomous weapons systems on behalf of the group of 13 countries and wishes to make the following comments in its national capacity as a signatory state to the CCW. Chairperson, the proliferation of autonomous weapons remains a major concern for my country and by extension several other delegations in this room. The threats they pose to the sustainability of the human race cannot be wished away. Notably, the lack of accountability associated with the operation of these weapons remain in egregious violation of international humanitarian law, considering the absence of meaningful and concrete human involvement in their operations. Chairperson, indeed, our deliberation in previous sessions of this GGE cycle regarding the structure of an instrument to adequately regulate the development, transfer, operation of these weapons has not been successful. This setback clearly reflects the views of certain states regarding the use of autonomous weapon systems. In this regard, my delegation wishes to remind that not only are these weapons capable of self-evolution, they also risk the possibility of external interference, which could ultimately lead to catastrophic humanitarian consequences. Therefore, civilians will eventually be targeted based on unilateral and biased profiling as a result of written algorithms by the system developer. On this note, the delegation of Nigeria wishes to reiterate its discontentment at the precarious and inhumane manner in which these weapons could potentially be deployed to operate. Chairperson, despite these deepened concerns, however, the delegation of Nigeria would like to submit that the use of AI capable of evolution and subsequently autonomy in the area of weapon systems could still be done in the most open and transparent way. Consequently, Nigeria wishes to stress that the normative and operational underpinnings of these weapons should continue to project the need for the adoption of a legally binding instrument to regulate their activities as a way forward. Chair, we have taken note of the different proposals made to this GGE. However, we wish to highlight that Nigeria's concrete support for the roadmap document and subsequently the draft Protocol 6 on laws forwarded to the chairman by the informal group of 13 states demonstrates our willingness to pursue a path of constructive dialogue to attain the goal of a legally binding instrument. Therefore, we would like to express our desire for the inclusion of both documents in the outcome report of this GGE as a basis for future establishment of a new protocol on laws. We anticipate comments from delegations on these documents with a view to engendering the progressiveness that this GGE desperately seeks. Finally, Chairperson, Nigeria reiterates its support to the CCW and welcomes progressive dialogue in the area of weapon systems review, especially in line with the proposal of the G13. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Nigeria, and now I'll give the floor to the state, to the representative of the state of Palestine, the last speaker on my list. Palestine, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since it is the first time I am taking the floor during this session, I would like to start by thanking you for your leadership, which has allowed us to maintain the momentum needed in the work of this GGE. The State of Palestine was pleased to see the keen interest demonstrated by states following your call for proposals, and was also pleased to see that in terms of substance, there is increasing convergence among views. This convergence reflects the tremendous progress that we have made over the years.